Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, then we got the Red Sox with us this morning because holy cow, what a difference. Just, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks make. The Red Sox started 10-19, Rich Keith.
They did.
And we would maybe never know it.
Right.
31-12, the second best record in MLB since starting 10-19 on the year. A split squad edition of the show because everybody thinks I will be done after today. And no, not because he getting punted out the door, although that's a possibility. You never know in this crazy business. But because I think I might not be able to show up with everything I'm about to go through.
I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you.
About 2 hours from now, I'm sure the world is very worried.
Well, you're getting a dental procedure done today that is going to last longer than this radio show is.
Correct.
That is scary stuff.
Yeah, 5.5 hours. Oh. Now, I don't know how much of it is actually like cutting the bridge off. I don't know if they get in there with a big circular saw. Do I have to lay on a table? Like I'm
and
gonna
you're awake
under
the whole time too, which to me is outrageous.
Yeah, I know. People are freaked out by that. I've told everybody kind of what is going on today, and they're like, "Wait, you're doing what?"
And it's the Celtics.
Yeah, I think tomorrow you might sound a little different.
If anything, it'll be more just me tolerating pain. At least I hope so. That it's just that. You know, I don't know. Although the sutures in my gums might turn out to be a problem. Yeah, I wanted to say that just to watch you squirm on Twitch.
Very visual. Yeah, I don't care for it.
Good morning to the Twitchers out there. Well, Cleveland doesn't care for the Red Sox because they went in there and won not one, not two, but three games and sweep them out. And if you go to the wild card standings this morning, Rich, remember there was a time, what was it, early May, where we were like, look at these wild card standings. They're four games out of the last wild card spot. Now they're up a game and a half in the first wild card spot.
They have the third best record in the American League.
What?
It's outrageous. Yeah, you got the Yankees who have just, you know, run away from everybody. And then you have the Houston Astros. And then you have the Boston Red Sox. And I don't know if that speaks more to just how good they've been after digging themselves a big hole, or is it more the rest of the American League is good, not great, right? Like those teams, the Blue Jays, this Guardians team that they just swept, the Rays, maybe they're all fine, right? Like you have the Yankees on the high end, you have a couple of teams like the A's and the Mariners who are trash, and then you have the Red Sox who, despite being 10-19, have been able to rip off all these games, and we still have a bunch of games before the All-Star break, and they're sitting there, top wild card, third best record in the league.
With a 7-game win streak, which is,
right.
I do believe it's their third win streak this season of 6 games or more, which is just which is crazy when you hear that, because it doesn't feel that way with this group. Yet you look at them and they're 42-31, and you're right, it's chicken versus the egg, right? Are the Red Sox really good, or is everybody else in the American League kind of average, and are the Red Sox just better than these other average teams that aren't going to win a division?
Right. I mean, I think that's part of it, but I think they weren't nearly as bad as they were to start the year, right? That's obvious. And they had issues where only 3 guys were getting hits, and the bullpen was bad, and they were kind of chasing it. Because the starting rotation has been good all year. You know, Nick Pivetta had a bad April, but since then he's been great, and everybody else has been either average to great. So those guys have given you performances that are good enough to win. They've had to balance the bullpen, obviously, and you're getting a few more guys swinging the bat. You know, Trevor Story has had a couple of hot moments. Jaron Duran looks like a legit leadoff hitter. You got guys like Arroyo and Vasquez coming up with big hits, so they've really kind of put it all together, although this next stretch is going to really be pretty telling. You start to play the Yankees and the Rays again. The Blue Jays series starts tonight. So those teams are certainly a lot better than Oakland, Seattle, Detroit, who you just ripped through.
Well, what is the deal with Toronto right now? You look at them record-wise, and Toronto is in possession of the last wild card spot, but they're tied with Tampa at 40-32. They're only a couple of games better than the Red Sox on the whole. But Toronto was supposed to be this massive hitting machine this year. And, you know, what's the total? They have scored 339 runs. The Red Sox have scored more than them,
right,
which I think is something we wouldn't have predicted going in at the beginning of the year. So I don't know what to make of Toronto, but there's no doubt. Tampa, regardless of the record, they've always given the Red Sox problems. Mm-hmm. And seeing the Red Sox match up against the Yankees is now actually something to look forward to in the month of July, whereas in years past, and I know the Yankees have a massive lead in the division, but still, now there is the litmus test of how do you match up against them versus, can you catch them in the stands?
Yeah, and maybe another collision course. You know, it could be another year where they play them in the playoffs, just the way things are going, because the best team in the regular season, I mean, how many times do they actually win the World Series? It seems like more often than not, they get there, and it's like they've blown all their bullets. They got nothing left for the playoffs, or a hot team just gets them at the wrong time. But I think everybody is fine conceding the division, right? Like, as good as the Red Sox have been, I know there's a lot of games left, but the Yankees are on pace for some asinine win total that is like, okay, just let them go. Let them have this historic regular season. But if the Red Sox are the top wild card spot, and I think they're going to be a dangerous team that other teams won't want to face in the playoffs, I'll take that. I'm good with that if that's what the Red Sox do.
Yeah, 617-779-7937. I am only here for an hour today, and then Keith and Fitzy will take over from there. It's funny, I got a guy who actually used to work for the Patriots for a period of time. And
Rob Gronkowski.
It's guy Mike Parenti. I'm sure Andy Hart can fill you in.
Okay, great.
But Parenti now works for the boxing promoter down here in Rhode Island with CES, works for the Birchfields. And he is what I call a Yankee loather.
Nice.
Right?
Yep.
So even though they're good, he's a Yankee fan, by the way, but ends up, but he loathes them. Like, you won the World Series in six games kind of deal, right?
Got it.
He tweeted this out. For you bozos who think the AL East is over, the Yankees erased a 9.5-game deficit against Boston last summer in 22 days. Boston led the division on July 7th, and by August 18th, were in second place as kind of, granted, it's like that self-loathing Yankee fan, but it's also the, hey, a turnaround could still happen. And normally I would be thank you, I'm with you. Like, when we were like, all right.
Come on.
The Yankees would have to, at this point, have a collapse of epic proportions for the Red Sox to even get to within, like, a series of hailing distance, you know? Normally, if you're, hey, I got one series, and maybe we can find a way to beat them, then you're in hailing distance. No, there's no backslide coming, I don't think, from this Yankees group.
Now, the Yankees are on pace right now for 117 or 118 wins.
Stupid.
So even if that comes way down, like, their pace is way down, isn't it still 100 wins?
Yes.
Like, if they finish with 100 wins, you're like, oh my God, they really cooled off. Like, they weren't as good. And the Red Sox are in a position now where, you know, maybe they hit that over on, what was their number going into the year, like 88? Somewhere
88,
there, something like
they're
that.
They're looking good. Both the Red Sox and the Yankees are looking good. The Yankees are at 91. I think the Red Sox are at 86.5.
And right now the Red Sox are on pace. So if they play at this pace that they're currently on, it's 93 wins.
That's amazing.
So both 93 and 117. The yeah, first of all, they're both going to hit the over. But think about the drop. The Red Sox are going to have to continue this pace and actually improve on it, which I think is asking a lot. Mm-hmm. And then the Yankees are going to have to fall apart. And again, the Red Sox had a massive lead with not a lot of time left back in 2011. But that's a historic collapse. Like, right, that's one that you bring up. Like, all right, if that's what you're banking on, like the Guinness Book of World Record collapses, then fine. Then maybe the division's still up for grabs.
Do they have to bring in the little dude from Guinness to, like, certify it when 100%. It's all said and done?
Yep, they give you a little plaque. You can frame it in your office. So they have
the
to do it.
A little plaque. I can put it right by my cease and desist in my rubber room here.
Your
at
wall
the,
of fame?
My wall. Yeah, it's on the – there you go.
I like
the wall of fame. It's the photo of me in a URI uniform,
nice.
A diploma from somewhere,
right.
A cease and desist, and then something from the Guinness Book of World Records. There you go.
It's a good wall.
What a collection that must be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.